We're doing Tana de Eliyahu, and here we have a beautiful medrash. Yamim yutzaru velo echad behem. Pasuk that we had seen last week continues with this section, which could mean there were days fashioned and God took for himself one of them. There were days created and God took one for himself, and we know which day that is. Zeh yom ha-shabbat li-Yisrael. This is the day of Shabbos, which was set aside for the Jewish people. Ketzad, how is this so? Adam osem lacha kol shisha, v'nach bashvi. Person works all 6 days and rests on the seventh day. Nitratza im banav v'im b'nei beito. On Shabbos, one makes peace, one appeases with his children and his household. There's a special segula on Shabbos that one can connect with his family like he cannot on any other day of the week. And that's what the Midrash is alluding to. That Shabbos was given to the Jewish people not only as a day of rest, but as a day where the family gets together. More people are attracted to Judaism from seeing a Shabbos table than from anything else. All the logical arguments are nice, but what attracts people is the Shabbos. No one can duplicate a Shabbos. To have a Jewish mother light the Shabbos candles, and the father say Kiddush. There are so many things that a person sees and bring him closer. Shabbos is the day when one gets appeased, when one unifies with his family. And that, by the way, is why on Friday afternoon you'll find most houses are filled with pressure. Because the Yetzer Hara, the Satan, sees, oh, now the time of peace is about to settle in, so I got to get some fights in before that last minute when the special blessing comes in. And that's why, regardless, I don't know who said that. I don't know. It's a known thing. I don't know. I've heard it many times, but I don't know who originated this thought. So that's why a person has to try extra hard on Friday to help his wife and help the house, so that we try to end the Shabbos as calm as possible. A person over here, the Medrash says, works before his enemies for 6 days, and he's given rest on the seventh day. And here we have to understand what is the Medrash alluding to. A person works before his enemies for 6 days. So we can understand this, that the fact that a person has to work and worry about Parnassah during the week, to an extent, is the product of the actions of the Yetzer Hara. Like we discussed in the Midrashim on Bereishis, that the Yetzer Hara got Chava to eat from the forbidden fruit in Gan Eden, and as a result, we work all 6 days. So our work 6 days is really before our enemy, so to speak. It's before Yetzer Hara. It's a result of the fact that we're not on the proper level. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says, Rashbi, right, from the Zohar, says that if a person's on the right level, he'll have other people working for him. The fact that a person has to work and get his parnasa, that's because he's not on the right level. So a person works, so to speak, before his enemies for 6 days. Even so, on the seventh day he rests. Shochach kol tzar shayalo. He forgets all the pain that he had during the week. Kachi midato shel adam. This is the way man behaves. Yom tova mishakach yom ra'a. A good day makes him forget a bad day. V'yom ra'a mishakach yom tova. And a bad day makes a person forget a good day. That's the way we are. When today is bad, we forget there was ever a good day. And when today is good, we forget there ever was a bad day. This, to an extent, is a blessing, that we don't remember everything bad that happened to us. But on the other hand, it's also a curse. People sometimes come to Israel, come to the Machon, and they feel immersed with Torah, and they feel like they've been elevated, and they feel, wow, I'm living it up, spiritually. And then they forget that the world out there is different. I can tell you about myself. I came to Israel, I was learning, said, fine, I'll be able to take this air with me, and I'll go to the United States. And I went there, and I was finished, I was devastated. I landed in the United States, and I said, how can I do this? It's not going to work. And I knew I wanted to learn there in yeshivas, but I was there for like 2 months, 3 months, and I said, that's when I made Aliyah. So it can't work. Rabbi Feinstein told me, the ideal is if you could bring bottles of the air from Israel, and then you could learn here. So, didn't work. I tried. But what happens is, when you have a good day here, you forget what the bad days there were like. And when a person lands there, if he doesn't catch himself, then the days there can make him forget all the good that was here. That's the way life is, and it's a blessing for Shabbos also, that on Shabbos we could enjoy the blessings of Shabbos and forget. We're supposed to forget about what's happening during the week on Shabbos. אמר להם הקדוש ברוך הוא לישראל, God said to the Jewish people, לא כתבתי לכם בתורתי לא ימוש ספר התורה הזה מפיך? Didn't I tell you my Torah that the Torah should never leave your lips? A person should always be talking in Torah. אף על פי שאתם עושים לך כל שישה ימים, even though 6 days a week you're busy working, how much could you learn? You learn a little bit in the morning, in the evening, when you can. But Shabbat יעשה כולו Torah. On Shabbos, a person is supposed to do Torah. Shabbos is the time when a person is not working, he's supposed to go to Shiurim. Our sages instituted special institutions on Shabbos. For example, they said one may not learn Tanakh on Shabbos. So people used to sit Shabbos afternoon, open up the book of Job, of Eov, and start reading and enjoy the story. And then you get into the whole story and the arguments between Eov and his friends, and it's exciting. And then they wouldn't go to the drush on Shabbos. And on Shabbos was the time when the rabbi would give his speech and teach the people the halachos they needed to know. Don't forget, many people didn't have books. Back then, every book was handwritten. They couldn't learn. So on Shabbos was the time when the rabbi would give his sermon, his speech, Shabbos afternoon, and people would learn all the halachos they needed to. As people got on a lower and lower level, the rabbis saw that the people weren't coming to learn just halacha, so they'd include in their Shabbos speech stories. That's where we have the Agada. We have a tradition on the Midrashim, but the Midrashim didn't used to be part of what was taught Shabbos afternoon, until they saw that people wouldn't come if they didn't include that. So they instituted two things. One is they added more stories to their speeches, so that the people would come, and intertwined between the lines of the stories were many halachos. And the other thing they did was they instituted that people aren't allowed to read books of Nach on Shabbos. You're not allowed to read the book of Melachim, of Shmuel. You're not allowed to read that Shabbos afternoon. So that institution is not today anymore, but it was instituted back in the times when these speeches were taking place in the times of the Mishnah. The Mishnah discusses it. I don't think it's halacha today. I don't think so. So Hashem told the Jewish people, on Shabbos you're supposed to learn Torah. Mikan amru. Deriving from this, our sages said, Yashkim adam v'yishne b'shabbat. A person should get up early and learn on Shabbos. By the way, I used to do this. I could tell you it's Gan Eden. If you guys want a taste of Gan Eden, try waking up, going to sleep early Friday night and getting up early Shabbos morning and learning. It's the sweetest learning of the week. Another thing I could tell you is that, I'm talking about over something, some cake, some coffee. For that, you have to get up before Alos HaShachar, right? Or get up and go to an early minyan, and then you have a few hours to learn before anyone's ready for the meal. You can make Kiddush and then learn. The Chafetz Chaim said that when we learn Torah, so up in heavens they give out Torah. And if you want to acquire Torah, you got to think like a businessman. It depends on supply and demand. If you're going to try to demand Torah from heaven, you're going to try to learn Torah when everyone else is learning. So in heaven they say there's a lot of demand, so you got to up the bid. You got to work harder in order to get Torah. You want to learn Torah? The Chafetz Chaim said one of the ways you could get Torah is by learning when other people don't learn. Friday afternoon, most Batei Midrash are empty. Most people are busy preparing for Shabbos, which a lot of people have to do. I mean, you have to help your wives. That's also halacha in Shulchan Aruch. You have to help in the house to prepare for Shabbos. But if a person could help enough so that Friday afternoon he could get out of the house to learn Torah, so then in heavens they say, oh, there's no demand down there. So the price goes down. You don't have to work as hard to understand things. You don't have to work as hard to succeed in your learning. Shabbos afternoon, how many people are out there learning Torah? Matzei Shabbos, how many people are out there learning Torah? So Chafetz Chaim said, if you want to succeed, one of the tips is to try and have your demand when there isn't high demand. Then the supply is at a lower price. So Shabbos, here we see a person should be learning on Shabbos, but it's difficult. A person should get up early and learn on Shabbos. Go to shul and beis medrash, read Torah, learn Nevi'im, and then go back to his house, eat and drink, as the pasuk says, lech echol besimcha lachmecha, go eat your bread, meaning your meal, with happiness, ushtev lev tov inecha, and drink with a happy heart your wine, lefi she'en lo menucha l'kadosh baruch hu, elai mosei Torah bilvad. God says, the only rest I have is with those who do Torah. Notice it's called doing Torah, right? Like, I do Shabbos. Well, it's called doing Torah. Lefishne malvet kolele diasata, etc. From here, our sages say that a person should learn things by heart so that he contains them, so that he won't be embarrassed when he gets to heaven and they tell him, tell us what you learned. When we get to heaven, they'll ask us, what'd you learn? What Torah did you learn? What Mishnah did you learn? So our sages said, learn it well enough so that when they ask you, you could say it. This was a summary of the end of this Medrash. So we did Perek Aleph, Medrash Dalit in Tanit Be'eliyahu.